Connect to Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Rocky of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Rocky?
Good morning. I'm happy to say I'm an hour away from my first vaccination with a little luck.
Well, congratulations.
I hope everybody gets out of the bandwagon and takes care of the rest of us if they don't care about themselves, you know?
Right.
Say, I got a question for you, though. I know you say you got relatives that are in law enforcement and you feel guys should be able to protect themselves. Where do you draw the line? A guy has a knife. Are you supposed to let him go? Or, you know, when you're trying to tell him, I want to arrest you, do you let him say, I'll go home and think about it? Or you apprehend them?
Right. No, it's a good point. And my two relatives, Johnny Flynn was a police officer in New London, Connecticut. And my late great uncle, Billy Flynn, was a lieutenant of police in New York City. And obviously, New York City was a more complicated place to police than New London, Connecticut. But frankly, there's crime all over the place. Here's my view. I stand with the police officers. And so 99% of police officers, I'm going to say this again, they should not have to second guess. Am I willing to take a risk that my wife's going to become a widow and my kids are going to have no father? All right. So they're in an alley, middle of the night, guy jumps out with a flashes some metal at them. They have no choice. They have got to do the right thing and use deadly force. However, let's take a look at some of the things I am talking about. With George Floyd, he was on his stomach with his wrists handcuffed behind him. Three officers are holding him down. Another guy's kneeling on his neck. He's helpless. And he says, Mom, and, you know, I can't breathe. You get the knee off the neck. That's what I'm saying. And my cousin and my great uncle would have taken the knee off the neck. Eric Garner strangled same way, chokehold, Staten Island, because he was selling cigarettes and he didn't have a license to do it. Okay. And afterwards, his mother started to cry and said, you know, at Christmas, he always played Santa Claus. Who's going to play Santa Claus now? I mean, it's poignant. He was murdered. He was murdered. And the federal officers out there, the prosecutor was going to convict the officer who did it. And William Barr stepped in and Donald Trump said, no, we don't. We need the New York Police Union on our side. That's what happened. The girl in Columbus, Ohio, she has a knife. She's 16. She's threatening another girl. Taser. Dontre Hamilton in Milwaukee, schizophrenic, lying on a bench. Some officers already came by and said, hey, buddy, how's it going? You okay? Yeah, I'm okay. All right. Leave him alone. All right. He's on a bench. Leave him alone. Another guy comes by and pushes him. He's a schizophrenic. He pushes back. The officer pumps him full of lead and kills him because he technically thinks he can do it because he gets fired, doesn't get prosecuted. But this is going on all over the place. Breonna Taylor down in Tennessee, she's in her own apartment and is murdered by people who break in with a no-knock warrant. Nothing happened to them. One guy got charged only because he shot a bullet in another apartment, not the one that killed her. I mean, look, this is going on and on. None of these are difficult. There's one in, this is amazing. There was one in Texas, or maybe it was Oklahoma. I think it was Oklahoma, where a police officer, a woman, comes home and goes to the wrong apartment. She mistakes somebody else's apartment for hers. She walks into somebody else's apartment. There's a black woman in it, and she shoots and kills her. Saying, well, there's a black woman in it, and I was afraid. And they said, well, wait a minute, that was her apartment. You went in there by accident. That woman finally did get that police officer get charged, but there was a lot of discussion about it. What I'm saying is I stand with the police with the 99%, Rocky, but there's 1% who are attracted to policing because they have sadistic impulses. And the hunt, the ultimate hunt, is to hunt a human being and to be able to do it and get away with it because it's technically legal, end quote, has got to stop. It's got to stop. And that jury up in Minnesota during the voir dire process, when they were being asked questions, you know, a couple of them said, no, I think police have a tough job. And, you know, you'd have to convince me that, you know, that the police didn't have to do this. But the minute they see that video, you know, mom, and then please, I can't breathe for 10 minutes, almost 10, you know, come on. So thanks, Rocky. You're right. It's maybe a line drawing problem. It's a culture problem. But I got some very simple solutions. The police chief and the trainers come in and they say, you're going to de-escalate. Here's what you're going to do. This is not a license to hunt human beings. If any of you kill an unarmed person, you're fired. There's a presumption that you're fired unless you can show that even though they were unarmed, you had reason to believe that your life was in danger or somebody else was in danger and that you couldn't just tase them. And number two, the police chief gets fired if he doesn't give that kind of training. And number three, the police unions are told by law, you can bargain for wages and for benefits, but you cannot bargain on use of force, and you cannot hold press conferences attacking the mayor, the common council, the police and fire commission for putting in regulations, and you can't stop enforcing things and slow things up in aldermanic districts where you don't like the alderman. Okay, it's as simple as that. You are like soldiers or sailors in the military. You don't get to have a union to tell the admirals and the generals what to do. The reason you can have a union is because, unlike the military, you are unusual in the sense that you live in the civilian community and you're in there for 20 or more years. Those are some of my thoughts, Rocky, and you have nailed it. It's a line drawing problem, but I don't think it's too hard a line drawing problem. It's the line drawing between sadism and effective policing. And my cousin and my great uncle were effective policemen, one deceased, the other one retired. But, you know, the handful of no good Knicks, listen, there are some no good senators, no good presidents. There are some no good bank presidents. There are some no good movie stars. There's some no good everything all through society. Shouldn't be unusual. There's some no good cops. There are very few of them, but they have got to be reined in. So thanks very much for calling in. Going to Texas, this is, you know, I wouldn't believe this anywhere else, but in Texas, passing a law, they have a thing called election judges. Well, that's a fancy name for a poll worker, right? My mom was a poll worker. All the ladies up in Kewaskum and Random Lake and Boltonville, they were poll workers. They were all their buddies. My folks lived in Random Lake. So they were all their buddies. And these are generally very, very fine people, senior citizens, many of them ladies, not all, some gentlemen. And they're poll workers. Well, in Texas, passed a law, they can carry guns to the polls. Right now, the only people that are supposed to have guns at the polls are police officers who may be assigned there. So now poll workers in Texas can have guns at the polls, and the governor and others are encouraging them to. And they're saying, well, you know, probably not a good idea if you flash them and intimidate people. Like, you see a known Democrat and sidle up to him and start patting your revolver. You know, what the heck? What the heck? I mean, come on. Let's get real. Now, in the scheme of the attacks on democracy, is this at the top of the line? No, it's not at the top of the line. I think it's kind of funny. I don't know how funny it is, though, in some areas. Say, in rural Georgia, if it happens, or in rural Texas, there's a president. I had a great sanctuary in Monroe, Wisconsin. That's in Greene County. I don't know where it is. A great county. Monroe's a great town, county seat, right on the Illinois border, south of Madison. And we had a debate down there in the gubernatorial candidates in 2018. Suddenly two police officers walk into the debate, you know, and a lot of Monroe people are there. That's cool. That, you know, they're there. They, you know, I assume they want to look at it. So I went up to one, introduced one. I'm Matt Flynn, running for governor. And this is great. Good to see you guys. What's up? One of them said, well, we just want to make sure that everything's okay. You know, there's this mindset that somehow politics might yield something that isn't okay. Well, look, this is, they were welcome. They're good guys, nothing. But what I'm saying is, come on, guys, come on, Texas, guns at the polls for poll workers. The ladies in Kewaskum and Random Lake don't need guns at the polls. They really don't. Frankly, most of them, elderly ladies, don't want a gun at the poll. What are they going to do with it? Who are they going to shoot? It's going to be taken away from. Come on. Come on. In Texas, what's going to happen, and not in Houston or Dallas, but in Amarillo and then some rural areas, somebody will swagger by and sort of eye a known Democrat. And it's uncomfortable. You know, there's going to be some people who go, well, do I need this? No, I don't need this. So that's what's going on in Texas. It doesn't surprise me. It's a goofy thing. It's not the least of what they're doing, but there you have what they're doing, which is very sad. One other piece of probably good news we can get back to after the break. Joe Biden has now said he's willing to lift some sanctions against Iran if they resume the talks on limiting their nuclear capability. He's willing to raise sanctions on oil and finance. So we're going to talk about that a little more. Coming up on a break, lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Sport coat and a pink carnation.